do your chores and your homework and listen to mine. I want to thank my mom and sister in the front row, both from Minnesota, who are in the audience, as well as many relatives joining us today. A good friend from high school, Jeff, also drove in from South Dakota. I'd also like to recognize a soldier that I served with years ago. He's retired now, but he's a soldier for life. That's First Sergeant Pete Fighter, who also came to us from Minnesota. I'm appreciative of the garrison employees and the tenant organizations who make up Team McCoy as we strive for unity of effort day in and day out. Thank you to all the neighbors and community members from Sparta, Tacoma, and the greater La Crosse area for your hospitality. Finally, I would like to express gratitude to my Spartan team battle buddies, Command Sergeant Major D. Domenico and Lieutenant Colonel Maynard. As well as the garrison directors and managers here today. As Team McCoy, we have accomplished so much success together over the past 2 years, operating our services safe and effectively in the COVID environment to facilitate training for 60,000 service members in 2020, then 116,000 service members last year, which is very remarkable. We hosted Navy recruits and allowed the Air Force to practice by dropping 500-pound bombs. But we did not rub it in too much that we won 4 out of the past 6 football games against each to dominate the Commander's Cup Series. And who could forget Operation Allies Welcome last fall? It was a true effort of Team McCoy coming together. I'm so proud. Our modernization efforts continue here at Fort McCoy, as evidenced by our new 4-story barracks. I call them the skyscrapers of Monroe County. The many training facilities are world-class here, and all the other projects as you see. We are very proud of our economic impact to the region of nearly $2 billion. I know that makes the ladies from the chamber also very happy when they hear that. We have the best homes in the Army and fantastic recreation opportunities here with our campground and ski hill. The future is bright at Fort McCoy, and you will continue to excel. As mentioned, I'll move to the 88th Readiness Division next week and work for Major General Guthrie for a few more weeks anyway, until he retires right here in a couple weeks. And I look forward to that next opportunity. After the ceremony today, Colonel Messenger has a nice welcome event at McCoy's Community Center, and I hope you can all attend. For my family, friends, colleagues, we are having lunch at our new home, because we moved out of the garrison commander quarters a few weeks ago. It's just 3 houses down from the previous home. And that will be followed by Derek's Eagle Scout ceremony. It's kind of like making general, so I think I'll have to salute you. Brad already made Eagle last year after we had the commemoration event commemorating 9/11 20th anniversary. And we got 2 more in the wings working on our Eagle projects. So although I might be a full bird Colonel Eagle, and we have 2 Eagles plus 2 in the works, Mom's still a house general, so listen to her. Okay? And then finally, we'll have an open and extended happy hour at the Ski Hill Pub, my second favorite place besides this commemorative area, from 2 to 6 p.m., so you're all invited to that as well. It has been an honor serving as the Fort McCoy Garrison Commander, Total Force Training Center, best place in the Army, Triad 6, signing off the net.